What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, a year ago, the Eagles did a great job of addressing the offensive line through the draft.
Yes.
You saw Isaac Seumalo, you saw Big V. Let's talk about this free agent class and any possibilities that the Eagles could address here, adding to this group.
And it's interesting, I think, with the Eagles, because I think they still want competition and bodies. You know, we don't know about some of the moves that they may or may not make as we look ahead. So I think O-line is a position that they will look to enhance. Let's put it that way.
So let's start with a player that's considered probably the best guard on the market, Kevin Zeitler with the Cincinnati Bengals, a former high pick, I believe a second-round pick a couple years back.
He was late first.
Yeah, well, you might have been
late first. He came out in the same draft as David DeCastro from Pittsburgh, and Zeitler's a player I've always really liked. In fact, I actually kind of liked him a little more than DeCastro when he came out. He's been a really solid pro, solid O-line in Cincinnati, just a good player. I think he's the kind of guy that if you sign him, he immediately upgrades your O-line. He's a starting player in the National Football League.
Yeah, the reason I picked that play was because of the light feet. You see the light feet in there for an interior guy.
And he's a good run blocker and pass protector.
No question about it. So, Greg, every time we go through the draft and every time we talk about a tackle that needs to make the transition to guard, and a lot of people say, oh, there's no way this guy plays tackle.
Yep.
There's one name you always bring us back to, Andrew Whitworth. Because he's a guy who does not look the part of a tackle, but has done it for a long time.
No, and I think that's, you know, it's funny you say that because you and I have both been, you know, watching college players now, you know, getting ready for the draft. And we think about that a lot when we watch tackles. And here's Whitworth who really, when you look at his athletic traits, you think guard. But he's played left tackle in the NFL for a number of years now at a high level. And you see him right here. Really solid job. Now he's older. He easily could move inside to guard, and I think he'd be very good at it. But he's played left tackle at a pretty high level in a good offense for a number of years.
Like Whitworth, another player who a lot of people didn't see as a left tackle coming out of college, but has turned into a really nice right tackle.
Yeah.
Ricky Wagner started at Wisconsin, now at the Baltimore Ravens.
And these Wisconsin tackles end up starting in the NFL. It's like Iowa. Iowa, Wisconsin. All these guys end up starting and being solid NFL players. Ricky Wagner, another example, played right tackle for Baltimore, did a solid job. Again, right tackles usually aren't demand in terms of big dollars, but he's a starting right tackle in the NFL. You could sign him. He's a plug-and-play player.
One player that seems pretty fit to hit the open market because of Lyle Collins. He missed most of the season this year with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Ronald Leary was a starter before Collins got there. Saw a lot of time this year. Tell us about Ronald Leary.
Yeah, and Ronald Leary, when he was a starter prior to Collins, to me was a very up-and-down player, erratic. Obviously part of a great offensive line unit. And I think you have to be careful about Leary. You know, I always use the baseball example where if a guy hits 30 homers and knocks in 90 runs batting seventh, you have to be careful about signing him to make him your cleanup hitter. I think you got to be careful with Leary because he's a guy that was part of a great O-line, and I think he's a nice competition guy, but I don't know if you sign him and plug him in right away at left guard and say he's your guy.
So it seems it's safe to say you're a little leery about Ronald Leary.
I'm a little leery of Leary. He's a guy to sign for big money anyway.
Sure. Well, let's stay in the division here with the Washington Redskins. One player that has been a little bit of a backup, saw some time as a starter this year, Ty Nesecki. You see him here as an extra tight end. Played some tackle, played some guard. Tell us about Nesecki.
You know, when Trent Williams went down with the suspension for four games, Nesecki came in, and I got to tell you, they asked him to essentially do what Williams did, which means block one-on-one against edge rushers, and for four games, he really played well. He's a player that I believe teams will have to look at hard, Fran, because he showed that he could line up and play in those four games. He's a younger player. I think for a team like the Eagles, and I know obviously Lane Johnson is the heir apparent at left tackle to Jason Peters whenever Peters' career does come to an end, but Nesecki's a very intriguing prospect to me because of what he did in those four games.
Nesecki definitely under the radar. One player that was not under the radar, you talked about those Iowa tackles. Riley Reiff started at left tackle the first couple years of his career, moved over to right tackle. What does Reiff bring to the table?
Yeah, and again, we talked about these guys. They're very good fundamentally. They're very solid. They're not necessarily highly athletic, which is why a lot of people see them as right tackles. And again, you look at the Eagles. We don't know about Jason Peters. We know Lane Johnson does have the athleticism and movement to play left tackle. You could argue Lane Johnson's best game in the NFL came a couple of years ago against Dallas at left tackle. So the Eagles may be looking at the right tackle position for competition and maybe even a starter, depending on how they see things with Big V down the road. Riley Reiff's a very interesting player.
So let's stay here in the division, in the NFC North. T.J. Lang, who's been a really solid player for the Green Bay Packers. Tell us about Lang.
Yeah, and Lang is one of those guys. Look, obviously, he played in an offense. It's a shotgun-based offense, a lot of passing, not necessarily a big running offense, not a power running offense, but I think he can do that. I think he is a multidimensional guard who can line up and be a very good run blocker, and he's also a solid pass protector, as you're seeing right here. Now, he's coming off a fairly major injury, but I don't think it's a career-threatening type injury. He will be back, a very good player.
A lot of solid veterans, it seems offensive line class. Greg Cosell, appreciate the time, as always, here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.